Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot. He's a sniper, the Puerto Rican point guard, striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back.
And they came to attack, spilling crack on the track. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yeah, the Zach and the rattlesnake spitting straight facts. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
And
they making noise.
Oh shit, Chichi Benson glasses are back, you faggots. Woo! It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, coming at you like Cleopatra. In your mama's butt cheeks. Looks good, by the way, guys. Great lighting. Shout out to the staff who finally did their job. I am here, as always, with the international superstar, Zach Amico. What is up, my friend?
How you doing, pal?
Chilling, man. Shout out to everyone watching live on GasDigital.com. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, you should know that we pre-release the show uncensored and ad-free on GasDigital.com. We also give you a bonus episode every Friday. We just give that to you if you're a subscriber. Go subscribe to Gas Digital. It's the number one way to support the show. If you hate censorship, this is the way you fucking do it, baby boy. Fight censorship by supporting a free speech platform. I'm using the word free speech platform. I was afraid of that for a while, but now I'm a right-wing grifter, so I'm ready to go, baby. Free speech, baby, all day long. Elon Musk is new to this game, okay? We've been doing this shit for a long fucking time. Use that promo code LAZ. Get yourself a discount. Why not? Two incredible guests, as always. I'm counting them as white people, even though I think Steph is not exactly white.
Slavic is like arguably the most white.
The most white?
But we're a protected class. We were labeled a minority a few years ago, Slavic people.
I feel like Slavic people, you actually told me this. You said that Slavic is the root word of slave. I had no idea.
Yeah.
No idea that. So I just assumed you were part African. That's why I assumed that it's Slavia.
No,
that
they stole that from
you. Yugoslavia.
You're Slavish.
You know, it's funny. I was waiting for you to stop talking so I could do that to Zach. And of course, he beats me to the punch.
Well, look, we're going to have some fun today. Some fun gags today on the show. You know I'm in love him from the Uncle Rico show on the Shuly Network. Hey. The great Anthony Zenhauser back on the show.
Yeah, fucking white power. Fucking
white power, dude.
Free form music radio.
Fuck yeah,
cleaning
dude.
Cleaning the cube.
All right. Look, Steph's leaving. She's like, I'm going to go. Also from her, she has no podcast. She's just a very funny stand-up comedian.
Hey,
I see her at the stand all the time, crushing it. The great Steph Dagg back on the show on her first ever non-exclusive show.
Whoa. Hi.
It's nice of you to have her on today to make me and Zach look skinny. Thank you.
Also, wait, what do you mean you're now a right-wing grifter? What were you before?
I wasn't a right-wing grifter. I said politics are gay, blah, 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 blah. Now I'm like, I'm all on the Trump wagon.
Uh-huh.
As you should.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
T-Bird, 2026. Can he go again?
No.
Fuck. I bet you he changes that.
He'll change a lot.
Yeah, let's see in 4 years if he doesn't change that.
I'm very excited about today's show. Today's going to be a fun day. There's a lot of fun things to talk about. I sent Shannon a fun video of a pit bull being shot to death. We're going to watch that on today's show. But I'll tell you, Zach, you know what I did last night, Zach?
You watch wrestling with your son.
Well, let me just fucking present it. I mean, you don't go to read my Twitter and then fucking answer it the
I
proper
guessed.
Way. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I did. I watched Monday Night Raw with my son. I haven't watched wrestling. I mean, we did a WrestleMania party like years ago. And like it was like with soda and a bunch of comics and like that was fun. It was kind of a fun thing. But I haven't really sat down to watch wrestling 15 years. I don't even know. I don't even know how long it's been. Wrestling fan, Steph? Probably
no,
not.
No, but I was the wrestling stat girl in high school.
You were the wrestling stat girl?
Yeah, like I would take videos for them to rewatch the videos, but I would just zoom in on their asses.
Are you talking about, you're talking about high school wrestling team?
Yes.
No, we're talking about professional.
But I'm just adding. I'm not a wrestling fan, but I was involved at some point.
What a womanly response.
Are any girls really into wrestling?
Yeah, my sister, massive wrestling fan.
Fat ones.
She's fat.
Got it.
When I said massive wrestling fan, she doesn't like it that much. she's just a massive.
You get lumped into wrestling, juggalo, NASCAR. That's pretty much the,
that's the pipeline.
Right. Are there any hot wrestling fans out there that are chicks? I haven't seen one.
They're out there, but usually they're scooped up.
Like, I would become a fan to if a guy I liked was a fan.
That's what you got to do. We got to find
a
guy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I would do.
You know what they call that? Kurt Metzger coined this phrase, which I love. They call that a dick puppet.
Uh-huh. Where you like get the hobbies of the guy you like.
Whatever dick is inside of you, you start doing what he wants you to do.
Yeah.
And I love that. I just love that phrase. And to be honest with you, most women are dick puppets.
Does anyone else hear the hollowness of nothing?
Yeah, I do hear is what is happening.
It's the heater / air conditioner.
No way.
I can turn it off if you want, but it's pretty sure it's that.
Why is it making that sound?
It's when the weather changes, they act weird.
It sounds like angels are appearing outside of the building right now. Doesn't it sound like the world is ending outside?
Yes, it's the rapture.
Are they picking that up on the microphones? If it's not being picked up on the microphones, I don't give a shit. Shannon.
I do hear it a little bit. Let me turn it off.
Turn it off. For the love of God, Shannon. We don't need heat. It's only fucking 16 degrees outside right now.
Sorry, Shannon. Sorry to call attention to it.
I went to a wrestling show, like a house show when I was a kid, maybe 11, 12 years old. And there was a girl sitting next to me who was pretty fucking cute. She was 2 years older than me. I think I was 12. She was 14. And then she was
hoping Jerry Lawler doesn't come by.
Talking. She was legitimately being flirty. And my mom was there and I was just kind of uncomfortable. And I remember she asked me how old I was and I wanted to lie, but I knew my mom and my sister were right there and I couldn't lie and I had to tell her 12. And then I just watched all of the energy deflate out of her in that moment. And I was like, this is it. I'm not going to fuck this child.
Wait, how old was she?
14, I think. She might have been 13.
Sure,
but
she was at a wrestling show, so she might have been retarded.
Right.
You're a Puerto Rican 12.
So what did James think of Raw?
He's kind of into it. It was fine. It's a lot. First of all, let me just say this.
It was a lot.
Commercials on Netflix is crazy.
Yeah.
It's fucking bonkers.
Is this fake wrestling or real wrestling?
WWE, fake wrestling.
Okay.
You think we're watching collegiate wrestling on Netflix?
Well, it's like, okay, so it's like theater wrestling. It's gay.
It is a little gay. I'll admit that.
It's really theater for boys.
I know. Yeah. I agree. It's soap opera for boys.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. For sure. Okay. It's a little gay.
That's not new territory.
Totally.
You're saying it's gayer than real wrestling where they start out doggy style?
They don't start out doggy style. It's the second round you choose if you're up or down, baby.
Yeah.
That's doggy style.
Well, it's the second round. You start off.
No, it's called.
You start off.
It's called top or bottom.
Yeah. You start off making eye contact with each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's gay.
A little gay. It's all gay.
But that's not as. But that's less gay than real wrestling.
Because they actually want it in real wrestling. They want to be in each other's dicks.
You're talking about some oiled up, beautiful, muscular men in spandex.
Pretending to fight.
With a storyline.
Over jealousy.
It was the problem with, number one, the commercials. Is that the first time they've ever put commercials on Netflix?
Did the Jake Paul fight have commercials?
No, that is fucking bonkers. You pay Netflix $14-$15 bucks a month to have commercials? That's crazy.
I just canceled my membership.
It was like
there's tears.
Ago. No,
maybe
I barely cried.
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe you pay for the cheaper one.
No, I don't think so. I don't think because it's a live show, so they go to commercial break and then they come back.
Mm.
It's not tears.
Yeah.
Well, YouTube's the same way. There's like 10 commercials on everything now.
I think Steph is right.
Shannon, by
the way, I came here to airlift you out of here. We need to get you the fuck out of this studio.
Shannon, I really mean this, Shannon. I'm going to spit in your mouth if you ever make me look stupid again.
Quit.
Is it really tears?
Do you guys roofie her at the end of every office day so she comes back?
That's the only reason she stays.
The beginning.
Ad-supported tier in November 2022. Zach, what is going on here? Am I crazy? I pay a lot. I pay like $16 a month.
I pay like $22 a month.
So I think the $6.99 version, you get commercials during the movies.
Yeah, no, that's not what we're talking about. For the WWE, is there a way to watch Raw without the commercials? That's really what I'm asking. Find that out, Shannon. How about you give some relevant information? You don't make me look stupid trying to do some weird girl power shit with Steph Dagg.
We're starting a lawsuit.
With Steph fucking Dagg. Just the disrespect, Shannon. Find that out, Shannon.
You know, it was a little light on action, but it did a good job. Like, I think for you guys, if you've never seen the show before, you haven't seen it in 15 years, it kind of caught you up real quick.
Look, The Rock was fucking great. He came out, you know, he did the fucking, do you smell what The Rock is cooking? And then, that's why I even pulled these glasses out, because he was wearing glasses like this, and then I was just doing it for the kids, and they loved it. Then I just walked around.
So
fucking...
there's like lore and it comes back in over like storylines.
There's storylines that are like 25 years long.
Wow. It's kind of like Taylor Swift for boys, actually, with like lore and discography.
Or like any other TV show ever.
No, it's specifically Taylor Swift. Because there's like characters that come back in her songs. I don't know. It feels like that.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Like novels, movies, TV shows.
Time out here.
No,
you're saying there's a narrative.
No. I'm saying Taylor Swift invented narrative is what I'm saying.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Netflix subscribers on the no ad plan wouldn't get ads during Raw. So I'm just paying for the cheap bitch plan.
Wow.
Yeah. You're probably still paying for DVDs in the mail. You don't know it.
Tuggy, I didn't realize that.
I keep getting these coasters. What's going on?
Now I have no problem with it. Now I have no problem. They're trying to get their bag. If I have an option to fucking cut out those commercials, I have to just upgrade my plan now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's all you got to do.
There you go. But I mean, look, beyond that, like, it was fine. Like, the guy, the Roman Reigns guy, he's not a good wrestler.
No.
He's a bad wrestler.
He's handsome.
I guess. He didn't, it was not fun. The only thing I'll say, there was a moment with my son, we're watching, there was a female match. Pull up both these bitches, Shannon.
Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan.
Rhea, I was never going to get there. Thank you.
Rhea Ripley is...
The blonde or the goth?
The goth. Rhea Ripley's...
You like
I
the
mean,
goth.
They're both extremely hot.
I would say they're both extremely hot.
Rhea Ripley is... That's mommy forever, dude.
You like that.
She's got a fucking ass and a half on her. Yeah, man, she's Australian. She's super hot.
Is she? I didn't even hear. I couldn't hear her talk.
She's hot.
This is Liv Morgan. She's pretty toy. And then the other chick is Rhea Ripley, and they fought. Now this bitch is not that toy.
You're out of your mind. She's so hot.
She's hot.
Stop.
She's beautiful.
She looks like she could be my sister.
She has a pilot.
She kind of has a similar face.
Actually, as I'm looking at it, I realize that Steph it does have a little bit of a Rhea Ripley vibe.
I'm kind of both of them.
Search her butt. Show us her butt and tell me she's not having an awesome butt.
Steph, you should be Rhea Ripley for Halloween this year. This is perfect.
I would do that. Whoa.
She's a thick bitch, this girl.
Dude, come on.
This is a thick bitch, Zach.
Whoa.
That's a fucking... Woman,
she got a wider back than me.
She's beautiful.
So they, but here's
are their fights vaguely sexual?
To us, yeah.
Yes.
To them, no. Like when she pinned her, they literally scissored.
Yeah.
At the end of the match, they literally said, and I watched my son do this as he was watching the TV. He was so engaged with this one match, and he doesn't know who they are, so he wasn't following the storyline. So my sister's like, yeah, Rhea Ripley's the one you need to like, because she's the goth one. She's like, my sister's like connecting with this fat goth chick. And then fucking my son was just like, he's like, no, I'm rooting for the blonde. And he just straight up, I was like, oh man, my son's not going to be like a fucking weirdo. Like, Zach, in high school, I would have been into the more of the Rhea Ripley type. Like a gothy bitch, a fucking, you know, she's dark, she cuts herself, her dad's gone. But my son's normal. He was like, let me root for the fucking hot blonde chick. And my sister was trying to get him to understand that she was the bad guy. And he's like, I don't care. That's the one I'm rooting for.
I think you would be surprised how many dudes are really into Rhea Ripley.
I think she's fine. I just wouldn't say, like, wrestling fans are into Rhea Ripley.
No, man. She's a fucking movie. She's going to be a movie star, dude. She's so fucking hot.
Can I get a coffee, please?
Either way, it's nice to know your son's not gay.
He's not gay.
You know, like if he got up and started doing pirouettes during that match, you'd be like, fuck, I got to have a talk.
He just went to the bathroom during the match, came back. During,
boring.
During
bye.
Roman Reigns and fucking starts humping his hands. A little pervert. But anyway, that was my night. I spent watching professional wrestling. What's going on with you, Zen? You haven't been here in a minute.
I've been here. Came here last month. Yeah. Yeah. Did I you? Try to keep it monthly. Yes. I'm killing it out there, man.
You're out there in the Dabbleverse doing your fucking
shoes
thing.
And you know,
they keep on trying to pull me into the Dabbleverse. They keep on trying to fucking pull me in.
You want to be in there? Just
no, I don't.
You want to dip your toes because it's a lot of fun.
What's Dabbleverse?
It's great. So, well, you're in the right place.
There we go. All right, Anthony, you explain what the Dabbleverse is, or can I say what I think it is, and then you can tell me what I have wrong?
Go ahead, man. No, he's wrong.
I am wrong. I don't even know. I think at this point it's torturing stuttering John.
Not torturing anybody. No. We're just we're four guys.
Let me get you in it. Did you obsessively listen to the radio 30 years ago?
Wasn't alive yet.
Then you might miss some of this.
Stuttering John?
Yeah. Stuttering John. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? He's got a new persona and it's for a new generation. It's like watching the wrestling now and you just pick up on the 25
John?
Year narrative.
What are you guys talking? How
so
old
Stuttering
are you guys?
John Melendez was a He was a personality on a radio. You ever heard of Howard Stern?
Yeah.
He was on the Stern show, and he would stutter, and they would send him to red carpet events, and he would stutter his way through interviews with people.
Right. But he actually has a stutter?
Well, he did at the time. I don't think he does anymore,
he's
right?
He's a stunt boy. Apparently, he stutters when he lies or if he's really nervous.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So,
but he cured the stutter?
So he was a young guy who got picked up from the Stern show because he had a stutter. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like he Forrest Gumped his way into show business.
Yeah, the bit is great, dude. You send a guy who's got a stutter to the red carpet to interview celebrities. It's a great bit. I get it.
It's fun. So,
and he would say fucked up shit to them. I think when they use him in a good way.
I think it's like watching somebody that you like watching a childhood actor become a fucking train wreck in 20 years. They just become like a meth head. It's kind of like that guy from the Terminator 2 movies. What's his name?
Oh yeah.
Edward Furlong.
This is like our Edward Furlong, or Corey Feldman's another way I can explain it. It's just somebody who still has to be in show business without actually not being in show business and calling yourself a celebrity when nobody knows who you are. Uh-huh. And it's fun to just watch that unfold.
But is that what the Dabble Verse is all based around now?
Is this a podcast where you guys do this?
It's like a community of people.
It's a bunch of podcasts.
It's a whole fan base.
What are you talking about?
It's like the Legion of Skanks fan base if there was 10 of them.
There was 10 of them that really were fucking
10
lonely.
Hardcore fans who really enjoy. But we do a yearly convention every year called DabbleCon. We have a bunch of people show up.
I'll come to DabbleCon this year.
Gotta come to DabbleCon.
I will not be in that. They keep on trying to pull me in. People talk shit about me in it. And I refuse. Sutter and John, they got Sutter and John to block me on social media because they had a fake person. Somebody pretended to be me in his chat and was like, yeah, dude, I'll fight you. And he was like, and then he blocked me in real life. I was like, what is even happening right now?
This feels like when people try to explain the cloud to me. Like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
He's sitting right here.
Where is this community?
It's a cloud. The clown? Oh. Cloud.
Cloud.
Clown cloud. So that's going on for you. Good for you. When is the next DabbleCon?
We're probably scheduling it around August, and we do it in Rochester, New York.
Cool.
The hop in town.
Whoa.
It's a killer
town. If you weren't
town.
Impressed yet.
Whoa. I want to go.
It's fitting, though.
Are there any girls?
Huh?
Are there any girls?
What? Huh? Yeah, there's a couple of girls, sure.
But are they WWE fan type girls?
Oh, they're fucking fat and ugly, for sure. No, they're nice. They're nice people. They have great
personalities. There's a reason your convention is at the home of the garbage plate.
Two cars were stolen during DabbleCon. It really was.
Total
of $1,500 worth of theft.
I want to talk about this Pitbull, but and I don't want to make my whole thing Pitbulls, okay? I know that I'm regularly ranting about how Pitbulls should be fucking taken away and you need a license and blah, 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 blah. But now when Pitbull attacks happen, people send me the videos and I don't even click on them most of the time because it's usually a Pitbull eating a baby and that's just not fun to watch. There's no angle. Shannon, we'll never watch a Pitbull eating a child again. I'll say that right now on the show.
But we're going to watch one get shot?
Oh, you better fucking believe we're going to watch one get shot.
But if we had a video of a baby eating a pit bull.
That we would stream.
That would be sick.
We would have to watch that.
Call we that make justice. That an AI, probably, right? Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Mando for supporting today's show. We love Mando. Whole body deodorant, not just for your armpit, Zach, but everywhere you can have a stinky spot. And I'm going to be honest with you, Zach, there's a lot of stinky spots on you.
I've been known to have many a stinky spot. I got pits, balls, thigh folds, belly button, butt crack, feet. All those things, but Mando has deodorant that takes care of all those things, and it's clinically proven to block odor better than just a shower.
Up to 72 hours. I mean, that is incredible. If you take just a shower alone, your balls are going to stink by the end of the day. Mando's got you covered. You can use their stick deodorant, cream deodorant, anything you guys want, and it genuinely makes you just smell delightful. Who doesn't want to smell good all day long? This is a great product. I really love them as a product. Their stick deodorant, I love the bourbon leather. You get to smell like a real fucking man, dude. If you want to turn to you, man, dude. If you use it, I'll tell you right now, any girl you're hanging out with, that smell is fucking sexy as hell. All the girls tell me that. Shannon, every time I walk in and I'm wearing the bourbon leather, she comes in and it's like, you know, when a cartoon starts floating to a pie? That's what Shannon does. And she starts pulling her tits out and she's very, very sexually attracted to me. Right, Shannon?
Yeah, I'm like a cat. I just rub all over you.
I know. Yeah. She loves it. So they have everything. They have the solid stick. They have the aluminum free spray deodorant as well for those hard to reach places.
And deodorant wipes, I can't put over enough. If you're stuck in the car all day, there is nothing like freshening up with those deodorant wipes. It really saves you time on the road.
Yeah, it really does. And I'll tell you right now, we're going to give you an amazing deal right now. If you go to shopmando.com, shopmando.com, if you're a new customer, they're going to give you their starter pack, which is absolutely perfect. It includes a stick deodorant, includes this cream deodorant, and two products of your choice, like the mini body wash, which I love, or the deodorant wipes, which are an absolute must, and free shipping. $5 off, 40% off. Use the promo code LAZ at checkout, Laz at checkout at shopmando.com. All right, where were we? Shannon, can I, let's see this video. So it's apparently a guy's getting out of a car and he's got his fucking child in his hands.
No.
Yeah. Look at this. And this guy's pit bull is off leash. Mm-hmm. Look right there. Shannon, yeah, is that you?
To him, it looks like.
Look at this.
Holding an ice cream cone.
He takes his gun out.
No.
Yes. Bang, 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 bang. Goodbye. Goodbye, dog that's attacking me and my child. Are you out of your mind?
I want to come say hi to you. I want to come say hi to your baby.
Also, sometimes they'll go, the tail's wagging. Pitbulls like to kill. That's what's happening. Yeah. That's why their tails are wagging. If you ever watch an actual pit bull fight, and I have, the dog's tails are wagging. They're way into murdering.
The other angle looked like the United Healthcare shooter. Like it looked like it went down the same way.
Did maybe this pit bull deserves it? But more people would be more people are upset about this pit bull being shot than the United Healthcare CEO. 100%.
No one's upset about the United Healthcare CEO getting shot, though.
I'm not upset about it. I wasn't celebrating it like all the other psychos in the world.
Mm.
Steph's from Brooklyn, so she fucking that's Can they. We? They have crazy morals in Brooklyn.
Can we see the second
angle? I'm on this show. What morals do I have?
It's just a bad decision you're making with your life. I don't know why you're doing this.
22, 23?
Hmm?
How old are you?
22, 23?
Yeah. Well, you're in your 20s, right?
Yeah, you could tell people 22, 23.
Okay.
I'm 18 plus.
Yeah, you think everything's like a revolution.
You turned 30 this year?
Yeah, isn't that gross?
I'm bummed out. I got to be honest with you. I thought you were younger. I'm a little bummed out that you're turning 30 this year. You can no longer be on the show.
I know.
That's it.
Can we see the second angle again? Because I want to see how close it got before he...
It got pretty fucking close. Well, he pulled the gun out when it was already running toward him.
It looks like the CEO video. Am I wrong?
Also, that kid's ears have to be ringing.
Right.
Yeah, but they're also attached to its head.
Look at this guy. Oh, my stupid pit bull. You killed him, even though I don't have him on a leash because I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah, when a guy with no shirt on comes at you and tries to talk sense.
Jeez.
These guys are fucking
Where is
jerk.
This?
Probably Brazil, right? I would assume everything bad that happens is in Brazil.
It could be. Yeah, it's on the Lower East Side.
Yeah, Brazil. Where is that video, Shannon? Do we know?
I don't know. I just think it's all in Spanish.
So this is how dumb I am. I thought, well, the dog saw he took the gun out and didn't stop.
Suicidal dog.
So I would say it's all on the dog because it saw the gun.
Yeah,
that's not how it works, though.
Yeah, no, it came to me that dogs do not understand the concept of guns.
Yeah, that would be so fun to do.
Kill a dog?
To murder a murderous pit bull? Oh, my God. Give me the opportunity.
He came at him like a heat-seeking missile. Like, there was no doubt in that guy's mind.
That dog was going to try to eat the baby.
Yeah, that was going to
attack. He had a baby in his arms. That dog was going to jump up and try to fucking nip at that baby.
Right.
And here's Steph. Everyone in Brooklyn... Like more pit bulls.
Well, whose fault is that?
What do you say? Kill all the pit bulls. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't like animals.
Pit bulls, Puerto Ricans. Doesn't matter.
Kill all of them.
That guy with the dog with no leash, it's 100% his fault.
Yeah. 100%. I would have shot the guy.
Maybe he should. Maybe he did.
Did it run out of the house or was he walking it without leash?
Either way, that's your responsibility.
Well, I'm just saying, if he was walking out with a leash, that's 100%. If it escaped, that could have been like a moment of not paying attention.
If it escaped, it's still you fucking up.
No, I'm still saying it's not your fault.
You have a giant beast of a dog.
So if your baby crawls in the oven because you weren't looking for a second, it's not on me. It's the baby.
I don't think the baby can crawl into the oven because you're just going to hurt its hands.
A Jewish baby can.
I liked it. There we go. Come on, the Slavs love that type of humor, don't they?
We do.
I assume the Slavs hate Jews.
Yeah.
I know nothing about Yugoslavia. Is it even called Yugoslavia anymore?
No, it's now Bosnia, Serbia, Croatia, Montenegro.
It's called Yugoslavia for 40
Croatia's
years.
Yugoslavia.
Yeah.
Croatia here is nice.
That's my first language, Croatian.
Say something in Croatian. Say the N-word in Croatian.
Montenegro Louis' ex did after she left him.
It was a good joke, Zach. Montenegro is what Lewis's ex did after she left. That was a great bit. We were sort of caught up in a moment. We were waiting for her to say the N-word in Croatian. And then you had this great joke, and it just, whatever it was, the timing did, but it deserved everything. Because that
I'll
was
take the blame on that. I think my fat mouth was moving.
No. That wasn't all of us. Sometimes you do the dance, and sometimes you step on each other's toes, and that's going to happen. So anyway, the N-word in Croatian.
I only know how to say black people, which would be Crni ljudi.
Crni ljudi.
Crni.
Can you look a little more disgusted while you say
it? Is
that because
they lose? Crni ljudi. Crni ljudi. That's fun. Is there an Shannon, can you look up the N-word in Croatian? It's probably not actually the N-word. It's whatever their version of it is.
They don't have any black people there, to be clear. There is not a single black person in former Yugoslavia.
I thought you said it's called Croatia. Well, you didn't tell me it's called heaven. Let's see. Oh, my God. Srkuga.
Yeah, Crno is black.
And what is, say that word right there. How do you say that?
I can't.
How do you say it? Let me hear it.
She's going to ruin her career in Yugoslavia.
Shannon, I don't hear it.
You are cancelled now.
No, that'd probably
be... Srnčuga.
Srnčuga. That's okay. You can say the N-word and fucking... I'm not even bleeping this on the YouTube. That's how sure I am that that's not going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Wait. Go to the definition. It has spread from the word... Chalupa? Srnčuga.
Srnčuga.
Babic, according to Babic.
Originally formed as Srn is black, and then Juga.
Is it the same in Serbian?
Yeah, it's like, all the same language.
Guys got to get your shit together, become a better country. You guys have a lot in common.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Croatia.
I mean, it's quite literally the same country, like the same people. Okay. I mean, I can't say that.
What was the problem?
Well,
too many Srnčugas. The problem of you.
Like, what's the bad part of that area? Is like they're like
Srnčuga town.
It's very Muslim. It's very Muslim. That was what the war was
what
about.
The fuck?
Oh, sand Srnčugas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know nothing about that part of the world. I had a friend who was Croatian who really. She would be like, Croatia is the most beautiful place in the world.
It is.
Really? Show me the nicest beach in Croatia. I bet you it does not compare.
Look up Brela, B-R-E-L-A, Croatia.
Brela, Croatia. Look that up. I bet it's not as nice as...
Ella.
You're wrong.
Ella.
Montego Bay, Jamaica.
No, it's better. And there's no... That's all since
there's no Srnugas.
You almost have her there, man.
No Montegos.
Montegos.
Yeah, that is nice.
Ooh, no Montegas, all bays.
Wow, is that that is really nice. That's the Brela Beach hotspot. But that's what it's, I mean, first of all, when do you get that? There's going to be people there, is there not?
I mean, it's still not, it's not like that
popular.
Yeah.
People don't go.
Americans just started going in the last 10 years because of Game of Thrones.
You can get a Slav girl, right? You can, they like.
No, they
need to buy them.
Buy one?
You can buy one. You, yeah, have, you can bring them over. Yeah. Like the Ukrainian girls, remember during the war, like, hey, you ever want to be with a Ukrainian girl? Like, they do it for Slavs.
There
too.
Was like a you could, that was a real thing. You could buy a chick and make her your wife. That is the way for me to go. I'm trying to meet bitches. Mm-mm. If I just bought one, they'd have to just be obedient.
You would buy one with ads. You would get the cheap version.
That was bad.
That was good.
Yeah, dude. No, I fucking, you know, these bitches. My buddy, I was talking to Crypto West today on the phone as I walked in, and I won't say how much money he made in crypto. But it was a lot. Crypto West is fucking crushing
doing well.
He's doing really, really well. He told me exactly how much he made, which is the sign that you're an actual crypto bro. Right. You're willing to share the exact amount of money that you've made.
When you change your name to crypto, you know you're doing
it. It's tens of millions of dollars. I'll say that much. Crypto West is fucking absolutely crushing it, right? And he was like, yeah, I was like, sorry, dude. He was like, I didn't call you yesterday because I was arguing with my girlfriend. And I'm like, how do you argue with somebody who's worth tens of millions of dollars? Just tap it in, you stupid bitch. All you gotta do is be perfect, get him to marry you, and then fucking then be an asshole afterwards. It's an insane thing. This is the way women are. They don't even fucking recognize the opportunity in front of them. There's a path to making so much money.
Is he gross?
No, he's
visually?
A handsome guy. Handsome guy. Mm. Let me see. Or maybe you tell me. I'll show you a picture.
Is it because it's too easy? Is that why it gets too easy? Like, he's got everything. He's got money. He's got looks. Where's the drama?
Is his personality bad? Is he bad in bed? What were they arguing about?
His name is Crypto West.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's hard. That's a hard one to say in the bedroom as well. Let's see. Maybe she's frustrated.
Let me find a picture of Justin. It's all his kids now. Let's see Justin. He's a good looking guy. I think he's a good looking guy.
Is he one of those he doesn't wear socks? That kind of guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good looking guy, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he's, for. There's a lot of girls that would be into him. Is yeah. this ex-wife?
Yeah, his ex-wife.
Wait, is he Eastern European?
No, she's Eastern European. She's got an accent. He put two babies in her, and now she's fucking, even her, he was
oh,
like.
Oh, well, yeah, Eastern European women are always going to fucking argue.
Is that your cock?
Wait, hold on.
Let's go through Lewis's
phone. Dave, Papa, give me my phone.
Whose kid is that next to your cock?
The woman he bought.
Shannon, how much is that boat? How much is the trip? I was going to say a boat ride. I assume you have to use a boat to get to Croatia. How much is an airplane to go to Croatia, to Brlela?
And how much are the most what are the most expensive nationalities of woman we
to
can buy?
Ooh, that's a great question. So first, look me up flights to Croatia, because that beach looked fucking sick. I got to be honest with you.
Jewish eggs are the most expensive. Like, if you're going to buy eggs from a woman.
Jewish eggs?
Yeah. Well,
they're made of gold.
I didn't know that Jews came from eggs.
Yeah, Jews. they hatch from a Fabergé egg.
They hatch.
Yeah, no.
They're the plastic eggs with dollars in them from Easter.
Let's see. Bricks in the Races live chat just keeps on posting bikini photos of Steph from her. I'm assuming that these are public domain.
That I have bikini photos that I've posted?
Could be revenge porn.
Or that people have pulled
them up. We
don't
know yet.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
in the chat.
Me.
So yeah. flights are about 900-ish.
900
with one stop.
With one stop, there's no direct flights there.
There is to Dubrovnik.
Oh, it told me to go to Split.
Or to Split,
yeah.
Where's and then how far is Brella from the airport?
You drive like 2 hours.
But is that 900 both ways or one way?
It's round trip.
A round trip?
In the summer,
Anthony doesn't travel beyond to Rochester.
I don't go past Rochester.
In the summer, it's like $2,000. It can be.
What's the weather like right now? Is it cold?
In Rochester? Yeah, it's pretty cold.
it's chilly. Shoot.
Oh, yeah, no, fuck that. That's why it's cheap. Nobody's going to Brella now.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you got to go June or September.
Is that Celsius or Fahrenheit? That could be
it's Fahrenheit. Oh, okay. Celsius, that would be, I mean, it'd be burning.
-5.
You're on
no,
fire.
You're still wrong.
Oh, I just meant. Right.
So, yeah, Shannon, how do we buy a wife? And not a child bride, but as close to it as possible. You want her to grow into
You know what? Put that in parentheses when you look it up.
Not a child bride. We're talking about like 18-year-old toy Eastern European fucking.
Yeah.
18.
My cousins.
Okay. Are they up for sale?
Probably.
Maybe. Everyone's got a price.
How bad do they want to get into this country?
I found Croatian bride's website.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. This is legal? This isn't even dark web, Shannon?
No, it's rosebrides.com
no,
and
African
it's Croatian brides.
Dark black spiders.com.
Hold on. Let me see this.
They're maybe old.
Who the fuck is buying this bitch?
What?
Are they going to pay me? This is insane.
Is that one of the chick's moms?
Hold on. Let's see.
25-year-olds.
All right. Let's see the 25-year-old.
Still too old.
She's also just not that attractive.
The first one or the second one?
That's like a used car.
I think the second one's harder. We'll go to the first one for now. Let's click on her. Does she have braces?
That's a
all right,
hair.
Zach's back in. If she's got braces, they didn't say.
Yeah. So, listen, buying a bride.
Ethnicity, Latino, Hispanic?
Yeah.
Do they have a?
So she's not Croatian.
They have Puerto Ricans in Croatia?
Oh, that's,
no.
That's bullshit.
No, the broker is Croatian. this is a Croatian slave driver, sex slave.
Body type, full-figured.
It also says hair blonde. So they're just making shit up
from
about
this Venezuela.
She's from Venezuela. No,
she's seeking a man who's 24 to 70.
All right, no, we got a quick search. I am a man seeking a woman ages 18 to 19.
Yeah.
Let's say 23.
Don't be gross.
And from, ooh.
Croatia.
Croatia's not even in there.
Just go any country. That's fine. So this is just a Croatian website. No, just go to any. No. Go to hit any country and see. Okay, here we go. Dionys. Look at Dionys. She's pretty. She's from Cuba. 126 pounds. 5'7".
Oh, she's a Cancer.
She has cancer. That's okay. Well, she would die soon.
Never mind.
Let's click on her bod. Click on the bod.
It's making me sign in to look at more pictures.
Shannon, sign in.
You know Lewis's login. Why are you guys pretending like this is the first time you've been on this website?
This is fucking. I did not know that. And what happens here? They marry you for their green card? Is that what the deal is?
Yeah.
They marry you for citizenship, not your green card.
Well, whatever it is.
Well, citizenship is you're in. You're good.
Go back. I want to pick one. Go down.
Yeah, go down. We're not picking just one.
Oh, you
are. Oh, the blonde one, Valerka from Ukraine. She's that's desperate to get out.
That is not a real picture.
That's Margot Robbie.
That's literally Margot Robbie.
Wait.
That's Margot
she's
Robbie.
Pretty.
She's
pretty.
She's perfect.
That was good, Zen.
Thank you, Jorge.
Oh, there's a report abuse button. I'm going to get in trouble on this website.
She's really pretty.
Slender.
Oh, Valerka. Valerka.
Valeria.
Valeria.
I take Valerian route to go to sleep at night.
She's really pretty.
There's no way she's real.
She could get out being a model. She does not need
to
marry Lewis.
There's no fucking way that bitch is real. Look at this thumb face right here. Daria177. That bitch is real.
I think that girl comes to Legion of Skanks every week.
Yeah, dude. This bitch.
I got to hug this girl at the bar at the stand every other week.
Dude. This is wild. From Mosca Rosha. She wants a man 22 to 30. I mean, come on. What is she even thinking here? What, Shannon, do me a favor. Do some research. Bring it off screen. What is the deal here? Because maybe this is my route to finally finding love.
This is just purchase.
Purchase a sex slave.
Grateful. Throw money at the problem.
It's not a bad deal. And how much money do these brides cost?
20 grand, maybe.
That's it?
Maybe 20.
And you get to own them.
No, well, you marry them.
But you, if I'm paying.
She could still divorce you, though.
After a certain amount of time, she's trying to get citizenship.
Right.
Yeah, you got to have a prenup.
So on this website, you're not actually paying something. This is more of like a
this
like
is a the Bumble of sex slaves?
Yeah, matchmaking, but internationally. So it's like creating 90-day fiancés.
Hinge.
No, I want to just buy one. I don't want to deal with anything. I want to know. It's like, you know when they say, I don't want to adopt a dog for my son. I'm going to go to a fucking breeder. I'm going to buy a purebred dog. Yeah. Good temperament, that's that. Bring it home, train it how I want to train it, you know.
They'll probably have the science for you to like make your own, build a wife soon.
I hope so.
You Maybe. Need a broker, make sure it gets all its shots.
I'm going to be broker once I buy her.
Booyah.
Come on, folks.
I'm the broker now.
Steph, don't make a face at my bad joke. She went...
you guys really like wordplay here. It's
yeah, we like to. It's
very
called,
sweet.
We like to be punny,
and by sweet I do mean gay.
We like to be a little gay and punny, mm-hmm. and racist puns if we could find them.
Mm-hmm.
Right, anything that ends in "er," it's usually
yeah.
Mm-hmm. We work it in.
Yep. Okay, let's take a moment and thank smallbatchcigar.com for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar. They give you cigars delivered right to your door in small batches, all of the brands you know and love, and a lot of brands you maybe don't know of, because they have everything, boutique-level quality service. You're going to discover a bunch of amazing new products if you go to their new section on the website. Genuinely an incredible place to go get tobacco online and get it shipped right to your door.
That's right. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars. There's free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. They come with a Bovita pack, so that's 69% humidity, with every purchase, so your cigars arrive super, super fresh, and it's the most thorough packaging in the industry. Okay.
No, I was going to say, I've ordered cigars online before, and when they show up, they show up dry as hell. They get lost in the mail. You don't want that, okay? This is literally a humid. They're being shipped with a humidifier. Essentially, those Bovita packs are absolutely incredible.
Uh huh. And you get 5% rewards points instantly just by making a purchase. Lewis, what should people do?
Just go to smallbatchcigar.com, and when you get there, use the promo code GAS10. You are going to save 10% off your whole order, plus those 5% rewards points as well. I mean, what is there not to love? Get a discount. Have it going right to your door. You don't have to be a cigar aficionado. This is a great thing to have in your house. If you have friends coming over, you offer them a bat, right? Offer them a cigar. They're going to fucking be like, holy shit, this is some classy shit. It's like having a bottle of wine in your house, right? Go there right now. Grab some cigars on Small Batch Cigar and use that promo code GAS10 to let them know that the Lewis and Zach Show sent you for 10% off and 5% rewards points. All right, where were we? All right, so Zach, what is this story? You brought a story. Zach rarely brings stories to the show. That's not a knock on you.
That's
I'm just
fine.
Saying you trust me as the leader of the show, and yeah. You trust the process, which I appreciate. You always create funny. But if Zach's bringing a story to the show, I know that it's going to be a good one.
I forgot what I sent.
Child traumatized at Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I wanted your pitch. So I've been hearing a lot of parents bitch about the Elf on the Shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a video that... I will be honest. I laughed at for the first minute.
Oh, hold on. Crackpot Whisperer in the Racist Live Chat said, if this bitch called me gay, to my face, I'd break that fucking nose in three places. Just so you know, Steph.
Dad? Text me back.
Crackpot threatened violence on my behalf, which was very nice. I appreciate that, Crackpot. But don't threaten to hurt Steph.
We don't hurt women here.
Sorry, Zach.
I laughed at the first 2 minutes, and at a certain point, I went, oh boy, this is child abuse. And it's one of those things where the parent uploaded it. And I got to say, I think this is fucked up.
This is abuse. So you said it's an Elf on the Shelf thing?
It's an Elf on the Shelf. We're a little late, but it's okay. Let me know your thoughts.
Let's see. When your elf loses, dumbass.
Well, I think you're going to learn everything you need to know about this in the first 5 seconds.
Are these Black Slavs?
You're going to learn everything you need to know about this in the first 5 seconds.
Also, pause it. Yamanika commented, yo, the chicken bones, I cannot. So I love Yamanika.
She's talking about things she can't digest. This bucket tastes weird.
So is, so is a Black Elf on the Shelf considered a mounted Negro?
Dear Molly, Merry Christmas magic.
What happened?
It says, Dear Molly, my Christmas magic faded away.
Oh.
You
should have
listened to your mom.
What?
Wait.
Then she put chicken bones in the shape of an elf's corpse.
Now, where would that family find chicken bones? That's my only question.
Well, she threw them on the plate like that to tell the future, and they looked like a body.
I've seen people do this before. I've seen this too. I've never seen the video reacting to it. You know what's funny? As you say this, maybe 3 years ago on Legion of Skanks, we were going to do a bit, and Dave Smith put the kibosh on this one, okay?
Mr. For Office.
Yeah, fucking no, because he's just, yeah, he's a good dad, whatever. And the bit was going to be the most fucked up way to kill your elf on a shelf in front of your kids, and was inspired by this, and I've never seen a video of anybody doing it.
And now I will admit, up to this point in the video, I'm laughing. Then there will be a thing she says that made me really laugh. It does take a turn where you're like, oh, this is like really fucking this kid up.
Blue Jay Okerson of the Race Live Chat says, still no dad in the video. Solid comment.
Maybe he's out getting Christmas presents.
I actually won't get to do anything.
Oh, wait.
So how dumb is this
not
kid?
The Maury run, got me.
Give me another chance. It's a nice house.
Please, get another chance.
Oh.
Please.
Oh,
I love you.
This kid has autism.
Yeah, okay, pause. And it was at this point, I'm like, I think this kid's a little retarded.
This kid has full autism.
Because she's a little old, right?
Already she thought the elf was dead. That's like already, like, there's something deeply wrong.
And she forgot what she had for dinner last night.
But she's
night.
Also stimming out.
Doggy, my son... fucking believed in elf. I mean, literally until we told him when he was going to middle school, we told him Santa's not real.
Right.
And that was just like a year ago. He believed. This kid believed that this elf came to life at night and watched him and moved around. My niece, she's a little evil, so I don't know if she, I think she's playing her mom. I think my niece is just smarter than my sister. So I don't really believe that my niece, my son legitimately believed.
I didn't know kids.
Did he ask why mom's garbage is always full of elf bones?
No, kids believe Elf on the Shelf is real. So we
I
didn't have
it was just
it
a game
up.
You played with your parents. I didn't know they thought it was
I think
a magical
the bit
elf.
Is that they're not allowed, if they touch them, they lose their magic, right?
If they touch them, you can't touch them, they get sick. That's why the kids can't touch him. But every morning you wake up and the elf is doing something new. You could have a naughty elf. You could have a nice elf. You know, my elf at my house was naughty because I'm fun. I'm a fun dad.
Naughty
so
in what way?
It fucks kids. It's racist. Yeah. This elf is
you
fucking
you made it
wild.
In your image. Yeah.
Yeah. It calls in bomb threats to synagogues. Fucking naughty elf.
No, it would, like, you know, a toilet paper is a Christmas tree, or it'll like draw.
Drives into Christmas markets.
Yeah. Crashes the Audi. Fucking piece of shit. So, no, but it, Yeah, it does, like, you know, naughty things. It'll fucking, you know, it breaks eggs on the floor. You know, that's what my elf, because I'm fun. I'm a fun dad. Mm-hmm. My elf, which was a girl elf, by the way.
Sprinkles,
the girl. She's a female elf. That's all I could find. Oh, it made me mad. Ooh, I was not happy having to buy a female elf. That was the gayest thing I've ever done.
But why? What's the difference?
It was a female elf. We wanted a boy elf. That's the truth. But my son's mother, because she's a boring bitch, no offense, B, you're great. His elf would just show up and like be in a new position every day. That was like a nice elf. But it's like, yeah, the kids want to have fun with it. You want, and there's different things. There's all these different things. And my algorithm turned all during the holidays. I see all the fun things.
I mean, there is an amount of psychological warfare happening with mom's elf is nice, dad's elf is evil.
Oh, right. 100%. Yeah.
She's, I have, like, a hard time believing any kid believes in this past the age of 4.
I had a friend who had a special needs daughter who was hardcore into the elf.
Yeah.
And she kept trying to take it to school to prove to people that it was real. Mm-hmm. So I think this kid might be a little...
My son does not have special needs.
I didn't say he was. Cunts,
all
no,
of you.
She was older than James is now.
My son was... He believed in Santa and believed in the magic of Christmas up until we told him that it wasn't real. We did a great job. When I would draw my Christmas gifts from Santa, I used a different fucking handwriting, different color marker, a different wrapping paper. Like, we really kept the magic alive for this little boy.
So why did you reveal it to him?
Because we didn't want people to call him gay in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, again, I think the elf on the shelf was made to make them feel like somebody was watching them all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very Gestapo-y.
Yeah, well, you kind of like, because again, you wouldn't have that growing up, right? Your mother wouldn't be like...
We didn't have any.
They had actual elves in that part of the world.
The government is watching you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
There is no Santa Claus.
They just had a town midget.
This is Borgo. He will kill you in the night if you are bad. He's always watching you.
You are to marry him.
This is Borgo. He shines shoes for a nickel. He will be your husband.
He is chronic masturbator. If you go to sleep and you do something bad, he will come all over you.
We'll give you one loaf of bread for Christmas. You'll be grateful.
My mom would tell me that she would get loaves of bread for Christmas.
I bet.
That's real.
Yeah, I know. That part of the world.
Or like two grapes.
That's what we would hear when we were kids. We would hear about that part of the world. It's like, dude, they have to wait in line for days for hard old Russian bread.
I take two grapes and bread. I do my Borgo impression. Look, I am Borgo.
What is Christmas in Croatia like? Is it more magical? Is there reindeer that walk around?
I mean, when my mom was raised, it was communist Yugoslavia. Religion wasn't allowed. So there was no...
No religion was allowed at all?
In communism?
No religion in communism?
Communism is fully secular.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
The state is
no.
Your God.
No, you don't know anything.
Was there any more of that little girl freaking out, or was that the end?
No,
I feel bad.
More.
I feel bad. Oh, let me see. Jesus Christ.
This is brutal, dude.
Let me see. Dude, I love how her mom's roasting her in the...
Mom's so ghetto, just like...
She's doing like online twerking on her.
Oh, shit.
Mom's like doing a world star thing on her daughter.
Yeah, so now some people think the girl's faking it. Look, she kept running to the mirror to make sure the tears were coming out. I think this might be a special needs kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. She was stimming. She was like fucking bouncing up and down. Go ahead.
It means you just got to...
It looks like a Holocaust victim. It's so sad.
Wait until the end. Was that the end?
Yeah, that was it.
There's a lot of online videos where parents are fucking these kids up. Like, there's ones where they get this big box for Christmas. They open it up. They think it's a PS5. They see the PS5 box. They open that shit up, and it's like a note that says, "You were fucking bad."
No.
Yeah, like
that's wild.
Yeah, and there's also ones where like the little baby with the little cactus. When you say something, the cactus says it back to you.
And it scares the shit out of
them. It terrifies them. Yeah. It terrifies them.
Yeah, but that's just funny.
These Cernugas need to be stopped.
Yeah, that's Slavic parenting, really.
Yeah. That is fucking, that is wild. I feel bad for that little girl, but it is fucking delightfully funny. I will say it's hilarious.
It's very funny, but it did feel...
Especially because it's just not real. I mean, as long as she told her the truth at the end, she was like, maybe this is the way to reveal that Santa's not real. She's like,
Maybe.
I don't know.
Kick her while she's down. Yeah. Like, that's
and
the
just
worst
so you know,
way.
None of this is even real.
Bad news, worst news. There's no Santa and we're out of chicken.
You're going to bed hungry, bitch.
Yeah, no dinner.
Shannon, let's do some plugs right quick. We're fucking rolling. 45 minutes into the show. We barely touched these notes. That's a sign of a good show, folks.
I believe that.
Steph, how hot is it when guys air guitar?
Why are you doing that with your tongue as well?
That's how you have to air guitar. You have to. You don't know what a guitar player is like.
That's the hot part.
Ew. And the glasses, too?
The glasses are cool.
They're not cool.
People love the glasses. Racist Live Chat, let me know how you feel about the glasses. We're going to get into that in a second. But, Steph, what are you plugging?
Indianapolis. I'm at Helium Comedy Club January 17th to 19th. It's on my Punch Up Live.
On our Punch Up Live. What's going on, Zen? What are you plugging,
man,
my friend?
I got a special coming up. I'm taping it. Laugh It Up.
Amazing.
Poughkeepsie, yeah. It's going to be a great night. January 18th. Letitia. I'm going to be with all my people. So if you're there, come on out.
It's called Letitia?
It's called Letitia.
Is it after the woman in that video?
Yes.
Nice.
It is. Laugh It Up.
Letitia, a lesson about Christmas.
Well, Yamanika inspired me. I wanted to call it White Nigga, but I'm not going to do that.
Let's do it. You already took the name.
Yeah. I'm going to call it Letitia.
Zach Amico.
Hey, if you're listening live this Saturday, I'm at the Museum of Moving Image at 6 p.m. with my new movie, Bring On the Damned.
Woo.
And then I got Juggalo Weekend, February 14th and 15th in Worcester, Massachusetts. Come hang out.
Live dates coming up. Go to my website. While you're there, sign up for my mailing list. I have my own Punch Up Live. I'm not one of these pussies who need somebody else to run my fucking mailing list. I got my own mailing list. And if you join my mailing list, you get a bonus podcast, the Lewis Journal podcast, every week exclusively for subscribers. The only way to get it in the world is to join that mailing list. Plus, I have a newsletter that comes out every week. All the news about Gas Digital, Skangfest, all that world. I'm announcing the venue this Friday on the mailing list. So you guys are going to get some inside information before anybody else does. Just go to lewisofskanks.com for all of those fun things. But come see me on the road as well. Tomorrow, if you're listening live, I'll be in Columbus Comedy Attic, Columbus, Ohio. Early show is just about sold out. Get those tickets to the late show because it's going to be light. And this weekend, I'm at Zany's Rosemont right outside of Chicago. Come get those tickets. It's going to be a blast. And then next weekend, I'm going to Canada. Canada, they love me. I sell more tickets to Canada than I sell in the States. I might just become a Canadian touring comedian. They fucking rock. Gonanoque, Ontario, next Thursday, on the 16th, the 17th and 18th, I'll be in Montreal, and on Sunday the 19th, I'll be in Ottawa. That show is just about sold out as well. I may add a second show. We'll see. The following weekend, North Charleston, South Carolina, Naples, Florida at Off the Hook Comedy Club. Rumors, Winnipeg the weekend after that. And then I just added Salt Lake City, Utah for February as well, which I'm very excited about that. St. Catharines coming up in February. Lots of fun stuff coming up in February. The Bring Five Friends tour. Maybe the name's working. Maybe that's what's happening. I have people tell me they're bringing friends. So bring some friends out. Come party. Don't worry about it. People are like, dude, I can't bring my girlfriend. She's going to hate you. And my stand-up is not like this, okay? It's nowhere near as edgelordy.
You should set up apologize to your friend after parties.
Ooh, that's a fun idea. Either way, go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab those tickets. Check out all my other podcasts. The Regs, brand new Regs coming out tonight. Great show. Maybe the best one we've ever done. Story Wars, America's new favorite game show. And obviously the legendary Legion of Skanks. And you guys should know, I am filming my next special on July 12th. In Tampa, Florida. Tickets are going fast. Almost sold out already. We're still 6 months out. I'm so excited. Me and Bobby Kelly working on it. I'm actually, the production company is sending me a teaser for what they do. So I think we have the production company locked and loaded. So come out, grab those tickets for Tampa Side Splitters. The great Zach Amico will be with me on those shows as well. And yeah, thank you guys for being fucking the baddest asses fan.
Can I have water?
No.
If anyone's listening in the ether. Shannon, help
Nobody's
me.
Nobody's listening.
Blink twice if you're still there, Shannon.
No water. Shannon, do not get her
water. Shannon's water because hers has roofies in it.
Shannon, don't get her water until I say to get her water.
Didn't you get water for Christmas?
This is
two grapes and water.
Yeah, get her some water, Shannon, obviously. She didn't get up until I said that, though. Let it be known. Shannon,
thank you.
You were going to disrespect me and get her water after I said not to. I'll also take another coffee, please.
Don't do it, Shannon.
There's no way to know.
Don't do it.
Because I gave it to her just at the right time.
Well, Shannon, you have the water in your hand in a full cup.
I'm fast.
No, you're not that fast.
I'm a bartender. I'm so fast.
That Ozempic's really working. How's the Ozempic feeling today, Shannon?
So I took the shot on Friday, and it's a very low dose. So I feel like when I take my second shot is when I'm going to really
feel it. Could be a problem. Yesterday, we did our pre-tape for a Friday show, and we didn't get to talk about it afterwards, but we ordered, I'm salivating. I just, as soon as the word came into my head, my mouth started salivating. We ordered cheesy bread.
A gay prostitute.
We ordered cheesy bread from Domino's.
Whoa.
Stuffed cheesy bread. Doggy.
So good.
It was, I literally had to leave. I had to leave. I wanted to have one piece. I had three pieces, and I was like, I have to get out of here because I would have just kept on eating it. It's so fucking good.
It's going to look like train spotting in here with those Ozempic needles.
Doggy. I'm telling you.
Tying each other off, fucking eating cheesy bread.
Shady, you had none of the cheesy bread?
I didn't. I had a salad.
Does Ozempic make you not hungry?
Yeah. Well, that's the...
That's what it's...
Are you
that's
a diabetic?
Not yet. Maybe after I take it.
Aspersion, thank you very much, Karen.
Can anyone get it?
Yeah, I can tell. Well, you obviously you don't need it, but you could just get it from a website.
Karen fucking rules. We're bringing Karen to Jamaica with us this year. She's going to start working. She's going to start working on the villa.
Karen with a Y? Love her.
Karen, can you cook Jamaican food? Probably.
Maybe. She said she knows nothing about Jamaican culture.
Nothing about Jamaican culture?
I make rice and peas, man.
She's an accent.
Rice and red peas.
So, fuck it. I can't wait for the Jamaica trip. But, yeah, Aspersion Caster says getting Domino's in New York is crazy. It is.
My underpants have a red stripe in the front.
Red stripe.
I like it.
And she quit.
Okay. And she's gone.
Hooray beer.
Look, Domino's sucks, obviously. Nobody is fucking eating Domino's pizza. But cheesy bread is a very specific thing.
I like Domino's pizza.
Stop it.
I love Domino's, especially cold the next morning.
Stop it. Just stop it.
That was my Christmas gifts growing up. Domino's pizza.
Do you really like Domino's?
I love Domino's. I would rather Domino's than a thin slice pizza.
That's bothering me.
You have an emotional attachment to it, though. That's why.
Shannon,
yeah, it's like watching Friends.
Shannon, take her water away from her, please.
And that's bring crazy. Me Domino's.
You're losing Friends.
Yeah, you can't.
You guys don't like Domino's pizza. What are you talking about?
Do you think
about?
It's because in your head it sounds like dominant nose?
Wow.
Tackle snake.
Wow.
Tackle snake. Tackle snake.
The kid's good.
That was insane.
The kid is fucking good.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
I'm done. I quit. I give up.
Let's see. That's fucking great.
Zach being mean to women. The more things change.
I mean.
I thought you were the nice one.
Yeah,
I am. That's
Zach's
really
a,
the problem.
Zach's an actual
monster.
We had
a whole nice conversation out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but dude, cheesy bread, it's we got it with the garlic dipping sauce and the marinara. That
did not skimp on the sauces. They sent us a whole bag of sauces.
Dude, and it was just so good. I've thought about it maybe 100 times since then. I keep on going back to it. I fucking loved it. It's a problem. It is a goddamn problem.
Yeah, but then, like, how many times will you get it after that, though?
I'm never going to order it again because if I have it in my presence, I can't stop eating it. Right. I left. I was like, I can't stand here anymore. I have to fucking go outside.
So you just enjoy it for that? I mean, again, it's one of those things.
So once
where you
a fiscal quarter.
But it's bumming me out. I want it again right now. I'm thinking about ordering it. Shannon, Shannon, I'm thinking about ordering it.
I really wanted to order it when I got home, but I was a good boy.
It's so fuck. We ordered three of them.
What about the pasta bowls at Domino's?
You're
so
pissing
easy.
Me off today. You need to stop. Nobody's ordering a pasta bowl.
I am.
Domino's.
They're
need,
so good.
You're out of your sculpies.
You see, I would imagine you would have like really expensive taste. When I look at you, I'm like, she has to be taken out to a nice Italian restaurant.
No,
like,
I'm
you're
trash.
Like Olive Garden.
Yeah. Oh, I love Olive
That's
Garden.
So
Rainforest
are you
Cafe
are you
is
trash?
My favorite
she
restaurant.
She is trash.
What do you mean? I grew up like poor.
You grew up poor.
Yeah. Now I just visually look like I should be taken to somewhere like austere.
Austere. You'll steer?
I've never heard that word before.
Exactly.
Austere.
No, I love trashy stuff. I'm from New Jersey. I'm from like an opioid town.
Right, but you should know better then though. Like pizza.
Why?
Italian
I'm on this podcast.
What
in what way would I know better? I volunteered to be here.
You yeah, never had but
I'm sure because you hang out with like fucking comics that are like They're great. They're funny, but I'm saying they're like fucking, you know, hot bitches. And I see your little crew of friends mm-hmm. that you guys hang out with. All of them were like, don't go on that podcast, right?
Everyone told me to stay away.
Stay away completely.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to get in the rattlesnakes fucking.
Yeah,
I was going to say
I don't
web. Because I don't know what snake.
Clutches.
Nest. Habitat.
The snake pit. Don't get in the snake pit. It's a bad idea. What do they warn you? What do they say?
They said.
Don't say who said what, but.
Just that I'm going to say something bad. These are bad guys.
They're bad guys.
You know, but I have a bad dad, so.
That's how you want
there
up
we
here.
Go. There we
this
go, folks.
This feels familiar.
Now we're figuring it all out here.
And by the way, we say crazy shit.
Yeah.
But I will attest, Lewis is one of the sweetest guys I know. And I like
Thank
to you. Think I'm a bit of a sweetheart, too.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Zach. Zach's trying to double team.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I am to say
we're
that.
Very. We're very.
You just told me I had a dominant nose.
Yeah, but that's, sorry, I've.
I'm gonna
I'm
put
sorry,
a
Ozempic nice
in my nose
eyes.
After this.
No, his heart's really made of 90% sugar. It's, yeah. It's a problem.
That's a diagnosis. I'm a sweetheart.
Yeah, so you grew up trash.
Like, I mean, I grew up fine, but yeah, kind
of. You
don't
expect
my mom is from Eastern Europe.
We don't know what that means.
My
That's
mom,
not a thing that we don't know Eastern Europeans.
It's like almost like new money, but we never got the money to be new money. But like my mom will buy like fake bags on the street and be like,
they call that Sanuga rich.
Yeah. Sanuga. Just.
Thank you, Andy.
You should push a button for that one.
You know, I'll give myself a rattlesnake.
Yeah, you're like,
you know, I cross the street when I see a Nuga coming down.
You know, King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard, they have sent me multiple cease and desist to not use that drop on this show. And I am not afraid of the King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard lawyers, just so they know.
King Gizzard and the Wizard lawyers?
All right, none of that's true. They never sent me a cease and desist, but I wish they would. How cool would that be if I was that relevant?
I never heard of them. King Gizzard.
I thought you made
that's
that
who does
song.
The rattlesnake song.
Yeah, that's who does that song.
Oh,
Shannon, put on the rattlesnake video.
I thought
it's
that
fun.
Was like in-house stuff.
No, all the other ones we copied it.
Surely someone who works here made that.
No, that's the original one. Then we have a Shannon Snake.
Shannon Snake. Shannon Snake. Shannon Snake. Shannon Snake.
We got a chattel snake when the chat says something funny.
Chattel snake. Chattel snake.
Wow.
Chattel snake.
One trick pony this whole show.
Are you kidding me? I got lots of buttons here, okay? In fact, you know what?
These glasses.
Don't disrespect me, Steph.
Sorry.
She missed the choreography, which is the problem. We have choreography. You don't even know how
it's
cool we are.
It's her first time, and she's taking it on the chin like
it's
a champ.
It's my second time, actually. But the first time, I blocked out because they talked about Joe Rogan the whole time.
Did
which
we?
Is sexual assault
what
in
we
my
say,
eyes.
What do we say about...
You guys were talking about Joe Rogan and Tony Hinchcliffe for 30 minutes, and I disassociated from my body.
I'm trying to make it.
I hated it.
I did trash Austin today on Twitter, and I know Tony's going to send me a text message. He's like, you can't say that about Austin. You love Austin. I'm just kidding, Tony. But there's wildfires in California right now again. So I was like, thank you, God. Please, Austin next, which would be funny. If the mothership burnt down, it would be pretty hilarious. He's rich enough to have another mothership like that.
Right.
It means nothing.
Why are you trashing?
He built it bigger and stronger.
Stepmothership.
Why are you stepmothership? Why are you trashing Austin?
I just like to get under Tony's skin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's like, but you love it here. Every time you come, we have fun. And I'm like, Tony, I'm just fucking around. I do think Austin's my second favorite city to do comedy. Actually, it's my first favorite city to do comedy, and I got to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. New York sucks dick to do comedy in.
Yeah.
It really does.
It used to be the place.
It used to be the place, but all the audiences here fucking suck.
I think you still have to be here, though, in the beginning.
It's all chicks. It's all chicks in the audience. And I look out, and I'm like...
Because the bookers are all...
They're all rapists.
Chicks. Fat chicks.
Oh, they're fat chicks? Oh, no. I thought you were going to say rapists.
No.
There's an energy in New York. The owners of the comedy clubs think that they're important. Mm-hmm. It's a very funny thing, all of them. They all sit there, and they're like, look what I did. You're like, it's a microphone, you fucking mooks. You out of your mind, it's a box
and a microphone.
But as opposed
to Austin, where you don't think the owners think they're important?
No, I to be honest with you, I don't. I really don't. Like, I mean, it's a different energy. Like, Rebecca is like, she's genuinely trying to cultivate great comedy. Rogan's not sitting at the bar being like, look what I built. Rogan's fucking counting his money and hunting elk or whatever the fuck he's doing.
Yeah.
It's a different energy. Like, the owners here, they sit, like, every one of them. I'm not trashing anyone. I know I said dumb mook and you guys are thinking the stand. This is all of them. It's an overarching fucking thing with every single one of the owners. The Cellar, fucking Eastville, stand-up New York guys back in the day. I think the New York Comedy Club guys are actually pretty cool. Emilio and fucking, what's his name, Scott. I think those are the only ones who sort of do it right.
I think Austin is more of like a comic for comic town. Like, it feels like they're more comedians running things than it was.
But there's more people who have
bookers.
Been doing it for 4 years and they think they're so
I didn't
important.
Say it's a better comedy scene. We have a better comedy scene. We have way better comics.
Yeah.
We're like 100. Like, if you go to Austin, there's 12 good guys and then everyone else is fucking just trying to figure it out. New York has like 150, 200 actually great comics, like really fucking good comics. And then there's a couple thousand comics that are trying to figure it out. And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But Austin is like mostly people that are trying to get on Kill Tony, mostly people that are trying to fucking do whatever their thing is. And they have a handful of really good comics. But yeah, unquestionably, New York's the better comedy scene. I'm saying the actual clubs, the audiences here suck. The owners of comedy clubs here suck for the most part. And the guys from the Stand, they don't suck. We made our peace.
Audiences in comedy clubs here in Manhattan are fine.
Because you're a fucking hot chick, so they like you.
That's so not true.
I bomb in front of hot chicks. Hot chicks do. Actually, no. Bring five friends. Bring five hot girls. I don't bomb.
I'm more likely to bomb for being a hot girl than you are. People are going to assume I'm not funny.
No, that's retarded. Because when you're funny, they're like, oh, look at that. For me, they're like, this guy's going to be a beast. Look at him, dude. He's a fucking monster. He's old. He's a guy. There's no way he's not funny. Mm-hmm. They set the expectation so high. For you, they're like, oh, look, she's got fucking blonde hair or fucking, you know, she's tall. They're like, this is going to be terrible. Mm-hmm. And then when all you got to do is just tap it in. One little cute joke, everyone's fucking mm-hmm. falling out of their chairs. It's a way different thing. I can't imagine being a white guy.
I don't know what it's like being a white guy either.
That'd be wild, dude. Being a white guy, it's fucking... You got to be so good.
You're not
good.
A white guy anymore?
You got to be so good. Why? Well, I identify as white, but I don't present as white.
Right.
I present as brown.
But you don't do brown material, really?
He doesn't do material.
Come on. I'll give you some material, bitch.
Okay. And it'll be brown.
That was very rapey. I apologize. I'm not a rapist.
I'll give you some brown.
Where are my Dominicans at? Where are my Puerto Ricans at? Huh?
I wish I could do that, too.
You should. You have the...
I saw it happen once.
What'd
he did that?
What did I do?
Once.
Tell me.
When we were in the club in North Hollywood.
All Latinos.
All of Lewis.
It was 10% Armenians.
No, it was a Mexican.
90% Mexicans, 10% Armenians.
But all of Lewis's I'm Puerto Rican jokes, and he wasn't pandering. I think he just wasn't sure if they would get it.
Right.
Became I'm Latino.
Yeah.
And I saw Lewis the Latin.
Don't you hate when you gotta rape bitches as a Latino?
I saw Latin American Lewis that night.
Yeah, no, I'll get a little urban. If I'm in a black room, my voice gets a little urban. What do they call that when
code matching.
Code matching.
Code switching.
So instead of fluffy, you're
audience puppet.
Pandering.
No, I'll get it because, but I was also.
Pander bear.
I was also raised.
That's a Gary Goldman term.
I was raised in the hood. There was a time in my life where I would say nigga unironically.
Right.
As opposed to now.
Now I say it racially.
Hilariously.
No, but I would like, me and friends, I would wear Boss jeans. And me and my buddy Mike Guerrero, Paulino Hilario, God rest his soul.
Yeah, but that was also the style in the 90s growing up. Everybody was cross colors and hoodies, and everybody was gangster, Cypress Hill, all that shit.
This is a person trying to give me a fucking loan. How did they get my number? I have to change my number.
Speaking of white.
I have to change my fucking number, dude. I get 10 phone calls
just
a day.
Just answer the phone like this. Hey, you want to give me a loan,
hey.
Hey. Hello.
Is this an answering machine?
What? Yes.
Why can't I hear this fucking guy?
Oh, that's a good way to get a loan.
That was definitely not someone trying to get a loan. That was some dude. Who the fuck was that?
Why can't I hear this fucking guy?
That was crazy.
That was your only shot in making it. And you fucking blew it.
It was Netflix. He was just been trying to get a contact with Lewis. It was
Lewis just realizing somebody he's been texting with. Hold on.
Yeah. It's somebody that I've been texting with. That's hilarious. I really thought it was a lone guy. Anyway.
Mexican.
Hey. Something. Hey, bato. All right, listen. We got a couple more stories. Let's do some stories. We got Shannon, you put so much work into the stories this week. We've not done any of your stories.
I know. We only did the strawberry cream pies at McDonald's.
I know. That set us off on a journey where we had fucking cheesy bread from Domino's in the studio. Shannon.
Did we do the strawberry cream pies?
No, that was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yeah.
That's where you come on a girl on her period.
Come on.
Oh,
Zach.
So hot.
Come on, Zach.
Come on, Zach. Reel it in.
Let's see. I'm going to Ohio tomorrow. This is a fun story.
Hey.
Ohio cops search a 5-year-old boy's pockets during the father's traffic stop. That's wild.
That makes sense.
It's not great footage. It's a really quick clip, but then I'll explain more to you after.
Please.
Is that a selfie stick?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
go. 360.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't give you
that. Oh, my gosh.
We just had
this traffic stop.
Yeah.
How is this a traffic stop?
This is ridiculous, bro.
Aw. It is cute that he puts his hands up. That's adorable. That's pretty adorable.
It's like on an airplane when they give you like little wings as a cap, they give you little handcuffs.
I can't believe.
Of course they're going to check his pocket.
Come on, officer. Was he black? Was that a black child?
Dutch Irish.
Yeah, yes, they're black.
Officers later blamed the death on a fentanyl lollipop.
What seems to be the problem, officer?
The only way in my head that's justified is if they saw the dad hand the kid something as they were approaching.
Right.
I mean,
that makes sense. Of course the dad's going to give it to the kid, though. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if they saw him hand the kid something, I could see it's justified to search the kid.
Do I really?
I think my dad has done that to me.
He's giving you drugs?
I think I've held drugs for my dad.
That's crazy.
He used to make me go to the dentist and tell them my teeth hurt so that he could get painkillers.
Here, put this in your anus. and then put this in your anus.
Yeah. Here, let me see your babushka.
Yeah. My dad's not Eastern European.
It's funnier this way. Being Eastern European.
She can put whole fist in her mouth. She can fit it.
Show them.
Would you like a turn with my daughter? You let me go, you could have her.
Hide this kilo under your top lip. No one will see.
She does everyone. Montenegro, everyone.
So I can tell you a little bit more about
please,
what happened.
Please.
So this was basically a traffic stop. After they spoke to the guy a little bit, they said he had very dark tints. So they ended up running the police dog around the car, and the police dog hit for narcotics of some sort where the boy was sitting in the back.
Wow.
So he asked everybody to step out of the car, and the cops say they never ordered the little boy to put his hands up on the car.
He just instinctually knew to do it.
He did it because his dad was doing it. So he was just doing what his dad was doing.
Oh, that's so cute.
It is pretty cute.
So it's not... I don't think it's as crazy as they're making it seem.
Yeah. I mean, look, dude, fucking, what are you going to do?
Did they find drugs?
No drugs.
Ooh. See, that's the problem. If they would have found drugs, this would be a non-story.
Right.
Dude, I saw a video of people fighting in Austin. Like, there's all these, like, I guess just Sixth Street, like, Austin fights where it's just, like, homeless people and crazy shit. I think there must be, like, a website or something, like, specifically dedicated to this. See if you can find this, Shannon. There's a white guy and a black guy fighting. And they're like, there's a girl in between them, and the girl's like, no, stop, you're not going to fight. And I think it's a black chick, and she's dating the white guy, and the white guy's got his shirt off, and there's a black guy got his shirt off, and he's like, move, just fucking move out of the way. This white guy wants to fight this black guy so badly, and it's just like a good 15, 20 seconds of buildup, and then she starts like calling for the cops. She's like, please, somebody help us. And she's literally, these guys are both like, they're ready to fucking rock, dude. And the cops come over and they literally just go to the black guy. Psh, and they mace it. No. And they start talking to the white guy. It was bonkers. I was like, dude, like that is, it's so fucking delightful and so funny. Like just pure genuine racism just coming out in this moment. If you can find that, Shannon, it was incredible.
I have a quick question.
Please.
They don't have that core vanilla protein shake that you wanted. She's asking if Muscle Milk vanilla is okay.
Oh, I hate Muscle Milk so much. No, I'll stop at a gas station on the way home.
Okay.
That's fine. Thanks, Shannon.
Now, I found a bunch of different Austin, Texas fights, but I haven't found the one that you're specifically
just
referring
do, to. Just black guy gets pepper sprayed by cops. In Austin, see if you can find it. It's a white guy and a black guy. If you could find that, Shannon, I'm sure the racist live chat can probably find it.
I wonder if it's because the white guy was with the black girl, because that infuriates black guys.
It infuriates you as well. You hate
No, a white guy with a black girl doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you at all?
No. What bothers you?
Nothing bothers. No, that doesn't bother me. What I'm saying is black guys with white women.
Right.
But if a white guy's with a black girl, they'll get harassed on the street. It's like an open thing. Like my friend is married to a black woman, and when he was living in the Bronx, it was nonstop. Yo, what you doing with that white boy? Yo, what's? Can you imagine if a white woman is walking around with a black guy, and people going, yo, why you with yo? Or maybe we're like, hey, boy,
hey,
why you with that white woman?
Return that white woman right now.
What are you doing with that white? What are we doing with that black boy?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, you know, obviously. And I think it's a beautiful thing. I'm a product of a mixed race.
Right. Now that turned out well.
I think heroin relationship. I don't really know exactly. I wouldn't call it a marriage, but some sort of heroin-y sort of union.
Your mom did love black tar.
She did. Jenny, you didn't find that?
No, I didn't find
it. It was on the... oh, never mind. It wasn't. Fuck. I wish I could find it. So good. We'll find it for the next show for sure. Let's do one more story here. Let's do this. This is a good one. You know, we'll keep on the pets thing. Some people think I hate dogs. I don't hate dogs. I hate terrible dog owners. And I guess a customer confronts a woman saying that pets don't belong at the supermarket. And I couldn't agree more. I don't give a shit if it's an emotional support dog. I don't care if it's a fucking seeing eye dog. Get your fucking dog out of the supermarket. I'm sick of it. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Yeah, look at this shit. People just bring their damn dogs into the store. They don't like no damn
dog. Oh,
yes, look at it, just barking and shit. Don't be next time really take that damn dog outside and leave it in the damn car at home. That ain't no damn service at all. Why you got that damn dog in the store?
Show us your credit card number now.
Why you got that dog in the store?
They should mace that like, guy.
Dude, black people rule. You know, I don't know why you guys are so racist. Black people are great, dude. They have the balls to just fucking say what's on their mind in that moment. More people should be that way. Sure, it's going to get you maced every once in a while.
That dog was being a perfect little angel.
Until he started getting all fucking uppity.
I think that dog was racist.
Most dogs are.
What was he howling?
You're right. Well, you know, dogs can smell cocoa butter. That's the thing. It really can.
But I mean, that dog was being sweet.
It was in the car. It wasn't even bothering anyone.
Yeah.
Well, that guy bothers me. It bothers me to have a person.
That was like a black Karen.
It was. Kareem.
We have one of those.
She's working in the other studio right now.
And a Muslim Karen's a Quran.
Donald. Easy.
Why are you being such a Kareem right now?
It's just, they don't got to bring their fucking dog to the supermarket. That's what it is. And I get it. Here's the thing. You're right. I wouldn't go that far and say something to this person. I didn't say something to the person at the gym. I just took a video like a Karen at the
Shannon,
gym.
Bring that video back up. That's a Walmart or Costco, right?
Walmart.
Both are fine for, I think.
Sam's Club.
Sam's Club? Yeah, you can bring a dog at Sam's Club.
Why? Because you're buying it wholesale? Because
it's not a
That's
fucking
That's insane.
It's not like Gristiti's or a nicer grocery store.
Like Whole Foods, I don't want a dog.
Yeah, no, not Whole Foods.
No. But they're barely picked.
But the dog, if the dog's on the floor, I get it. If it's walking around and sniffing things and pissing on stuff, I get it. But the dog was in the cart. It was
I'm saying Sam's
nobody.
Club, it's more acceptable because there's not a lot of open air product. Everything's wrapped up as opposed to like a restaurant or a store where there's like a lot more.
There's
open
nuances
stuff.
To this argument.
Look,
right. Yes.
I wouldn't say something to the woman. I've never said something to anybody where they bring their dog in somewhere. I want to. Oh, I want to.
I feel like you would.
No, I wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't say it. He would just steam about it.
It just depends. Well, it depends on how I almost said something to the guy that was playing fetch with his dog in the gym. I almost did, but I was like, the only, and I shit you not, the only reason I did not is because I'm already banned from Equinox. And I can't get banned from Lifetime now. I can't do it. And even as I'm taking the video and posting it to Instagram to shame this person, I was like, this might get me banned from Lifetime. And I almost didn't do it for that reason. But I know it could escalate. Today I walked into Lifetime. I just started bitching out the front desk person because it was so busy. For no other reason. I was like, why is it so busy? Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, it's January, you know, the college kids. I was like, yeah, you know, dude, it shouldn't be that busy. $350 a month is a lot of money to have this busy of a gym for, you know? Don't you agree? He was like, sir, please.
Yeah, I feel like we can't bring you to a grocery store. You're disruptive.
No, I won't be disruptive. I'm going to sit in that cart and get a fucking, you know, I might start
Someone
barking if I see a black
a
person.
Someone's taking a video of Lewis. Don't bring a Puerto Rican into a store.
There's certain things, like if it's close quarters, if you're on a plane, I don't believe that shit. You shouldn't bring a dog on a plane or a bus. I saw a lady today on the train. She had the dog on. It's in the little cubby with
and
her.
By the way, a Subway, I don't mind. Can I tell you why? Because Subway, they're,
their sandwiches aren't that good.
They're stabbing each other. They're lighting each other on fire. Like, you know, what do we? There's no rules on the Subway. There's rats. If there's rats running around openly, you can kind of have a dog. A dog is less gross than a rat, so I feel like if the city's not going to fix their rat problem, then you can't really bitch about somebody bringing a fucking beagle on a subway platform.
When you say there's rats, there's blacks.
There's rats, fats.
But we know comedians who bring their dogs to comedy shows.
Oh, yeah. Name and shame. Josh Adam fucking Myers. Yeah, Justin Silver. Say. Fuck. No, but Justin doesn't bring his dog.
They let their dogs run around the fucking show.
It's insane.
That's crazy to me. That's just
psychotic.
Insane. And I love Josh, but I'm like, I couldn't. I would feel like I'm just making everybody's life miserable in that situation.
Omega Jordan said, bring a rat terrier. Solid joke, Omega. You're not going to get a chattel snake for that one, but it's not bad. I feel like if New York City is a little bit different. You know, if there's rats running around a plow, that's a different thing. But the fucking Metro North, no way. Beat it.
What if you need to transport your dog?
Yeah.
Get a fucking...
Tough shit.
I don't know. How do you transport a dog then?
Uber?
Even that, but the Ubers have to sign up whether or not they allow dogs, yeah. Right?
Rent a car.
Sit Uber, sit.
Make a friend.
It wasn't bad. You're too young for that joke.
I'm too young for all of this.
Sit Ubers.
I don't want to be here.
I'm too hot and I'm too fucking young for
I'm like
any
getting
of this.
Older and uglier as this goes on.
We've noticed.
Oh, shit.
All right. This Prominent is fun. This is a fun show. Up. This is a great one. I enjoyed it. Steph, support Steph and everything she does. She's fucking great. Anthony Zanahauser, go see his special on the 19th, you said?
18th.
The 18th. Yeah. Go support that. Anthony's fucking hilarious. And that club, Laugh It Up, is a great club. I always tell people that's like one of the clubs that that do it right. They created a community, right? Because Poughkeepsie's not far from here. Upstate New York clubs are tough to fucking fill, and it's specifically because you can come to New York City if you want to see comedy. You can just come to New York. Poughkeepsie and those guys, Cal, right, is his name?
Cal.
Cal's a fucking man, dude. They created, through just booking great comedians year after year after year, they're just known, like, people will just come to the shows because they trust the fact that Laugh It Up is going to have a great show, and that's the way to do it. And a lot of places do. There's a, you know, Tampa, it's one of the reason I'm performing, doing my special down in Tampa. You know, there's all these like little pockets that have these like cool clubs and that
and
really
they,
do it the right way.
They treat it right. Like, one thing I like about Laugh It Up, they have Louis coming up, but it literally says, watch Louis CK work out new material.
Right.
Yeah, it's
so
beautiful.
Like, that is, instead of people being like, oh, this is going to be a done hour.
Yeah. Oh, for
like,
sure.
Oh, let's watch, let's see.
You should
this
also
process.
Just, unless you're going to a taping, you should just assume that
yeah,
this comedian's working out new
don't
material.
Don't necessarily know that.
They
I like the way
know.
That it's advertised.
Well,
like
I'll tell
that.
Them that now. We're going to tell them right now. Anytime you see anybody that you know on the road, any comic you know, you assume that they're working on a special. If they're a professional, you know what I'm saying? They're working on their next hour. They're working on their special. They're, you know, it's you got to be a part of the process. So you guys are the best. Thank you guys for watching. Go subscribe to Gas Digital. And, yeah, we'll check you guys on Friday with our exclusive episode. Until then, good night.